The head of Nebraska's CHI Health Hospital System says it looks like the rising number of COVID-19 patients may be leveling off, at least temporarily, and he says the system is preparing to distribute vaccines when they become available. As the number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 has risen across the Midwest, officials have warned the hospital system is in danger of being overwhelmed. But Tuesday, Dr. Cliff Robertson, head of CHI Health, which has 15 hospitals in Iowa and Nebraska, said, at least in the Omaha metropolitan area, the number of hospitalizations has remained relatively flat for 5 or 6 days now.
We're still not quite out of the woods yet, but we may have hit just a plateau, and then we may turn the corner and start heading up again from here, or we could stay plateaued at this rate.
Robertson also said the positivity rate, the percentage of CHI tests that come back positive for COVID-19 each day, has declined from a peak of 38% on November 2nd to the mid-20s now. But he said hospitalizations trail positive cases by several weeks, and models are still predicting a peak of hospitalizations between mid-December and early January. At CHI's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Lincoln, President Derek Vance said there's still room for patients.
We're stretched like most hospitals are in the state and in CHI Health, but we continue to take patients daily from the community, through a transfer center from surrounding areas all around.
Vance said they're hoping to hire college students on semester break to free up other personnel to handle additional patients. Robertson also said the system's gearing up to distribute vaccines once they become available. He said he expects the first vaccine available will be the one made by Pfizer, requiring ultra-cold freezers, which are only available in hospital settings.
These other vaccines don't require the same level of cold storage, and so those might be more appropriately dispensed through our primary care clinics across the state.
He said CHI has 157 clinics across Nebraska and southwest Iowa. He hopes we'll be able to supply people with vaccines beginning early next year. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.